is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and don't forget to let people know you're listening to the program. Hashtag Gruber's Gotcha. You can do that on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, and of course, you go to SteveGruber.com and find out more. But we're out here. We're live on Facebook right now again. So if you want to find out what the program looks like or watch what's happening in studio, you can do that right now for a moment. A lot of things going on that I want to talk about today. The number of overdoses in New Haven, Connecticut, 76 people overdosing in a public park right across the street from Yale yesterday. We'll get to that. John Brennan, man, is he upset. He lost his clearance to look at America's Secrets because of his tawdry behavior, and isn't that too bad? But here's where I want to start today. Democrats are still driving a wedge into middle America and throwing gas in the flames of political division. The problem is they're alienating and dividing their own base, and they don't even realize it. They have no idea. New York Governor and likely Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Cuomo stood on the stage yesterday and proclaimed, "We are not going to make America great again. It was never great." The crowd of Democratic partisans gasped and nervous laughter broke out, but Cuomo didn't seem to notice. His derisive comments were intentional, and his response was tone-deaf. It took nearly 24 hours for his office to feebly attempt to walk the comments back. Too late. It's just too late. The truth about what Democrats really think continues to leak out, and it could lead to another disappointing election day for the left come November. Like so many on the left, Cuomo doesn't understand America or the reasons that Donald Trump won. They still don't understand how Donald Trump became president. Either they don't understand or they just don't care. And I can't figure out which it is. By continuing to focus on identity politics, they're driving their own voters away. And I want you to think about that. By focusing on identity politics, Democrats are driving their own voters away. You see, the Democrats are increasingly out of touch with blue-collar workers and union members. I mean, do you really think that far-left Democrats like, well, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, or Andrew Cuomo are going to retrieve wayward liberals that pulled the lever for Donald Trump's populist message of Make America Great Again or America First? Of course not. Other than President Trump is awful, and we've got a whole pile of free stuff for you, lots of free stuff that any honest person can realize isn't really possible. Other than that, the left doesn't seem to really have a message now, do they? You see, the left isn't in touch with the heart of the country, Michigan or Pennsylvania. And they don't seem to care. They don't seem to get it. And that means that the blue-collar, white, working-class voters that have been walking away from the Democrats since 2010 aren't coming back. They're not coming back in November of 2018, and they're not coming back in November of 2020 because I don't see this changing. The blue-collar, white, working-class voters of places like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Florida, North Carolina, and soon Nevada, and New Hampshire, and other states are going to say, you know, we've had enough. But it doesn't end there. Hillary Clinton's biggest failure after losing the blue-collar Rust Belt votes in 2016 was the inability to motivate support from minority voters. Let's be honest. Clinton was never able to muster more than a lukewarm response from minority voters in places like Philadelphia, Detroit, Milwaukee, and again, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin all shocked the mainstream pundits and led the way to Donald Trump's victory and 306 Electoral College votes. And today, with about 85 days to go before the election of 2018, with about 85 days to go to the midterms, it doesn't seem that Democrats have learned a thing. The blue-collar and black votes left Hillary at the altar in 2016. They're very likely to do the same to Democrats all across the nation again in 2018. Now, what surprises me, though, is that they will be shocked again, even though they've done nothing to change the narrative. They're all going to be, my God, how did this happen? How did we let this happen? What's wrong with America? Those degenerates, those deplorable individuals. Well, there's one thing. Insulting the voters, not a good place to start. And instead of going back to its historical base with hat in hand to seek forgiveness and look for guidance, instead of doing that, the Democratic Party has instead dug in its heels and gone all in on extreme far-left ideas and the failed ideas of identity politics. If you had lost your base, if you were a politician, try your feet in their shoes for a moment. If you were a politician and your base had left you and they had been with you for decades, wouldn't you put your hat in your hand and come in humble and say, what did we do wrong? How do we earn your trust back? What can we do? And that hasn't happened at all. Instead of going back and doing that, they focus on these far-left politics of identity politics, which is a losing proposition. Instead of learning from the ill-fated 2016 campaign, Democrats are still intent on insulting white working-class voters in the suburbs and taking black voters in the cities for granted. This is a 1-2 punch into political oblivion. I can assure you that the idea of revoking the so-called crumbs of the Trump tax cuts among the blue-collar workers that lined up for him in 2016 will once again send a shockwave through the pollsters when the votes are counted this November, because taking away the tax cut that is helping working class families isn't going to be a winner. Calling for open borders and sanctuary cities may play well on the coast, but in Cleveland or Des Moines, it's dead on arrival with African American and Hispanic voters. Trust me on that. The idea of allowing a flood of illegals into the country without having to stand in line is also a stone cold loser in places like Florida, where a popular sitting governor may steal a bonus Senate seat for the GOP come November. The constant refrain of Trump is horrible isn't resonating either. It may play well with the hardcore Democrats on the coast, but the rest of the country knows the economy is in a rare place, and everybody's doing better right now. In 2016, Hillary and the Democrats were counting on strong turnout from its traditional base, but the intensity was weak compared to that of the Trump voters in his rock star type rallies. This year, the Democrats could fall victim to their own inflated expectations once again. If you haven't noticed, President Trump has already rolled out his 2018 traveling road show, and he's putting thousands of people into these big rallies already all around the nation. The Democrats continue to dismiss these gatherings as nothing more than an anomaly. Isn't that what they did before? Just dismiss Donald Trump. He's a bad person. Oh, by the way, we've got free stuff for you. Lots of free stuff. Democrats seem intent on placating themselves with the fanciful notion that 2016 was some kind of a fluke. Was 2016 a fluke? 2010, 12, 14, were those also flukes? Democrats truly believe their wayward voters in the Rust Belt and in the inner cities will return where they belong. But they really don't have a reason why, do they? Let me ask you this. What was that definition of insanity again? You got that? What was that definition of insanity? Oh, they'll come back. We'll give them free stuff. It'll work out. Sure it will. Thursday here on the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you along for the conversation. Glad to have you watching live on Facebook right now as well. Appreciate the support. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chris McLatcher. You know the guy Steve Gruber's been talking about? I fight the IRS in the state of Michigan for a living, and I've been around since 1991, over 25 years. Our firm is called Fresh Start Tax Solutions, and we are right here in Michigan. Just type in your area code tax.com. In Lansing, that would be 517tax.com. If you're a Uper, that would be 906tax.com. You'll be directed to our website where you can instantly be connected by phone or email. At Fresh Start Tax Solutions, we can get the IRS and the state of Michigan off your back today.
Looking for a new approach for ongoing health issues? Are you sick and tired of being sick? Maybe it's time for a change. Rykoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, along with other intravenous vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatments. Obtain a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save with special discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune illness, and much more. Find out more at wycoffwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Everybody, let's go, let's go, ho, ho, ho! Welcome, everyone, to West High School. school spring fling. Hey, where we at? Where we at?
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching at my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. Okay, I went through the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad